Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And boy, have we got news. Broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Again, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, the land of fruit, honey, and nuts, it's a professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Right, good morning, Captain, and hello, everybody.
It's spring break in Florida, and they're all on the porch.
Yep.
And I mean, they're all on the porch. There's so many on the porch, there's more going to the porch. I tell you, it is what it is. Okay, thanks, guys. Thank you very much. Okay, there they go. They're going back in. Now they're going to go back in and do whatever they were doing to begin with. But anyway, are you ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States.
Of the United States
of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we always emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a couple of things going on right now. We got to talk about Ukraine right off the bat. Number one, it's been a bloody weekend, but number two, as of about, as of about 9 minutes and 30 seconds ago from right now, a new ceasefire went into effect in some of those cities where the Ukrainians were not able to move yesterday and get out at all. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if it holds. And if it does, we got, they say there's 200,000 people in one area that are trying to get out.
Yes, that's true, Captain. And, of course, I think there were many different problems with the first iteration of trying to get these ceasefires and these corridors established. And so that's right. So we're hoping for the best with this.
Well, the problems were they were shooting at people.
That's right. Yes.
And they wouldn't stop. So it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. Now, President Biden has promised that the United States would continue assistance to the Ukraine. He did that during his State of the Union address. The White House has now requested $10 billion to accomplish just that. The problem I have with all of that is, how do we know Ukraine is going to last a week, 2 weeks, a month? How do we know that?
Well, Captain, you're right. We don't know that. and the world is watching. We know that the Russian forces are taking a lot of casualties. They seem to be trying to redo their strategy in many ways because of the resistance that they're encountering. However, that being said, they are still the greater force here, and they are going to be able to eventually overwhelm, one might think, the Ukrainian resistance. But that's one of the reasons why we're trying to give them aid and all those things. But the problem, though, Captain, becomes at what point does Vladimir Putin say, I think that you're meddling in my special military operation into an area that I think is Russia? And at what is the tipping point for Vladimir Putin there, and what does that mean for any kind of expansion of the conflict in his mind to try to go after any other country here?
Well, we know what's going on is that the Ukraine has had, and these fighters, a lot of these fighters in the military, they are battle-hardened going back to 2014 and beyond when they went through the other wars that they had with the Soviet Union. That's number one. Number two, we also know that the Russians sent in a bunch of conscripts, in other words, a bunch of draftees, who had no experience. And this was how they were going to get their experience, because I can hear them telling their people now, well, it's not going to take long at all. They'll be in there and be out in a week or some nonsense like that. That's just what I think they were told. And now that they're bogged down the way they are, they can't seem to get out of their own way because of all things to have us here. They have now talked about bringing in a group of battle-hardened fighters in Syria that have been fighting for Syria for years, bringing them in and sending them over to the Ukraine.
Well, that's right. And one of their primary purposes would be the door-to-door fighting, basically, or going into these urban areas. So that's very chilling in and of itself. But you mentioned conscripts, Captain. I think the Russian government the other day tried to say, no, we don't have any conscripts going into Ukraine, which I don't believe.
Yes, they do. They've caught them. They've captured them.
Yeah.
So they know that.
Well, it just shows, too, there's a lot of problems with the Russian army. And at the very least, the Ukrainian resistance here is able to capitalize on that to a great degree.
No surprises there, folks. No surprises there. Okay. Hang on to it there, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we head to break. And we'll see if we can get this little thing to work here. And if it does, then we'll have a little outro headed into the break. So let's see what happens right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we bring you the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch with our compadre, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Now, this segment is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm just amazed and surprised at half the things that Mike Lindell does, but he's always thinking about you and trying to save you money on things that you need to have anyway. All you got to do is go to his website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's there. It's like a little door. It's easy to spot. You double-click on it, boom, in you go. Now, here's the deal. You'll probably find 150 items or more. All of them will be on sale, but some of them will be on a super sale, which will be marked down even lower than what you think you might find, because a lot of his products over there are 50% off, 67% off, 75% off. But then you'll find a buy one, get one stuff. You'll find the pillows for like $19.99. I mean, goodness sakes, that's ridiculously low. You'll find the towels for that price. And that's ridiculously low. And all you got to do is have the promo code CAPTAIN with you, and you get that price. That's right. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN. You get that low, low price. Now, you can also call them on the phone if you want at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, remember, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. There you go. And he has a 60-day return. That's a 60-day return on his products. Can't beat it. Cannot beat it. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What else are you in the market for?
In the market, actually, I think I'd like to get some more of those towels, to be honest.
By the way, the slippers, once again, are 50% off.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah, well, I should...
That's one of his whacked-out specials, as he calls it. Yeah. All right, well, let's get back to the Ukraine, because the third round of the Russia-Ukraine negotiations is going to take place today, so say the negotiators. Ukrainian negotiator, who is also the parliamentary faction leader of the Ukrainian President Zelensky's party, announced the development in a Facebook post. Now, Russia and the Ukraine agreed on Thursday in the second round of the negotiations to set up humanitarian corridors for civilians to evacuate from Mariupol and Volynovka. Now, that did not work over the weekend. They're trying it again right now. Those lanes have opened up. I've not heard about anything going awry yet, but it's early. So we'll have to see what happens. Now, the problem is the evacuation was postponed, and the residents had to go back into the bomb shelters because they were bombing the bejesus out of them in both of those cities.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, I suppose that some talks are better than no talks. I'm wondering where those talks could lead, given Vladimir Putin's apparent position in all of this. However, that being said, we wonder if Vladimir Putin is looking to get mostly the western part of Ukraine, for example, with the oil and these other resources, where he might be able to, in some hypothetical way, negotiate some quote unquote settlement. We know what Vladimir Putin talked about. He doesn't believe Ukraine is a real country. It's really part of Russia. All the pretexts of the ethnic Russians and these kinds of things that he wants to denazify the Ukrainian government and all this nonsense. It just doesn't bode well for having real legitimate peace talks. But again, they have to try.
Well, Russia is paying a steep price for all of this because the Ukraine's National Defense Council has released an update to its tally of the Russian combat losses in this war so far against Ukraine 12 days down the line, claiming that the number of Russian troops killed in the fighting has now risen above 10,000. Now, Russia's saying it's around 4,500. But besides the number of troop deaths climbing above 10,000 for the first time since Russia launched a multi-pronged invasion against its neighbor 12 days ago, Ukraine's Defense Council also says that the Russian forces have lost 945 armored patrol vehicles, 269 tanks, 105 artillery systems, 40 helicopters, and 39 airplanes. And some of the stuff that he's lost on the ground has been because of electric drones that the Ukraine has been using. There's a company in Ukraine that changed their what they were making, and now they've been making a bunch of electric drones that the Ukraine forces have been flying around and dropping munitions on the Russians down below.
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the things, Captain, is that Vladimir Putin certainly did not expect any of this to be unfolding the way that it is. As you read off those statistics, those are, those just weren't expected of the Russian army, basically. So what I'm thinking, of course, is this is one of the reasons I think Putin had put out a statement to the Ukrainians, stop fighting. You know, they really are becoming desperate. Yes, they have in many ways, so many ways, the upper hand here, but they can't keep doing this. I think that much is becoming obvious. And they're going to get bogged down with this because the Ukrainian people are fighting for their home. They're fighting for their life. They're fighting for their liberty. And that gives them a decided advantage in many ways.
Are you aware of who else did that and was successful at it?
Who's that?
The Viet Cong.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the North Vietnamese.
Yes, right. Yep.
Yep. They were fighting in their country for their country. And even though they lost a bunch of people, they stuck it out, and they wound up being the victors when everything was said and done. Can't deny it. All right, now, go ahead.
No, yeah, I think, no, you're right about that, Captain. And again, it's showing exactly the obsession that Vladimir Putin has. That's one of these, the real factors here that's going to be terrifying, I think.
Now, senior American officials, unbeknownst to anybody, traveled to Venezuela to try to drive a wedge between Venezuela and its longtime ally, Russia. The New York Times reported that this trip was the highest-level visit to Venezuela in over 3 years. How do you like that?
Well, yes. Well, of course, President Trump broke off diplomatic relations, basically. In 2019,
as he should have.
Right? And he also recognized the main resistance there. So the notion of reestablishing, this is what I think the plan is, basically, or the, what they're looking at, is the reestablishment of diplomatic relations with Venezuela in order to try to, as you mentioned, to drive a wedge between Russia and its allies because, you know, they're also oil rich, obviously, in Venezuela. So it does beg the question, is that the right course of action because of what we know Venezuela is all about, or does it drive us back, Captain, to the idea that, well, we can actually flood the market with oil, we can do all these things, and we can stop buying Russian oil? You know, there's all kinds of other options.
Oh, they have an option. They want to buy oil from Venezuela, and they want to buy oil from Iran.
Well,
that's their option. That's what they want to do.
But why on earth do we want to buy oil from Iran?
We want to help them out and encourage them to go to the table and sign that nuclear regulatory deal that everybody thinks they're going to do and they're going to abide by. Is it going to happen? Iran is not going to do that. They may agree to something, but guess what? It'll never stick.
Well, of course not. I mean, this whole thing is it was a bad deal to begin with, mm-hmm. and that's why President Trump dumped the U.S. out of it, and for good reason.
Now, the other big news, as we just mentioned, kind of zoomed on by it, is the fact that Syrian fighters currently fighting with the Russians against Al-Qaeda and whoever else it is there that's in Syria, in that pocket up there, they're being recruited and going to be brought onto the battlefield into Ukraine. We talked about that a little bit, but I'm saying that again for what it's worth so everybody knows about it. Okay, hold that thought. We are coming right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got lots more to talk about.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries over the past 10 days. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, tweeted that the mass exodus is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his nation.
Оккупированных территориях. Ко всем, кто нас слышит, кому не стерли память пропагандой.
He urged his fellow Ukrainians to keep up their resistance to the Russian invasion. A second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed off the corridor. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempt. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and we appreciate that. Don't forget, tomorrow's Tuesday, and we'll be over Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa. And that was Jeff that did that intro for us, and you can come over and meet him and meet the gang over there at Mission Barbecue and enjoy some great food, too, as well as some great conversation. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the owners of Relief Factor. And I'll tell you what, ever since I started taking this over 7 years ago, it's totally changed the way that I conduct my life, because I was having to take Mobic and Flexeril, which is narcotics, and I didn't like the way it made me feel, because every now and then I'd be dizzy. Every now and then I'd be tired when I wasn't supposed to be. Every now and then I would have problems trying to just stand up, and I'd have to sit down because not necessarily the dizziness, but because I felt weak, like my legs were weak. So I sat down more than I stood up. So when I found out about the Relief Factor, it changed my whole attitude as well as what it's done for me, because it's, number one, it's all natural. All natural. It's 100% drug-free. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, you can go to acupuncture, you can do this, you can do that, you can do this. Yeah, sure. I would rather know what I'm doing and see the results for myself, which is what this Relief Factor has done. Because of the ingredients, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it actually goes straight to the problem areas that you've got, and eliminates the pain, eliminates the swelling, eliminates the inflammation, and it works. It works, and nobody's sticking you with needles or any of that stuff. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, something your body needs to have because it's part of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have to survive. Now, it also supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases discomfort, comes in very handy-dandy individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Now, I will repeat. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You take the $19.95 three-week quick start. You don't sign up for any club memberships or any of that stuff. You just get the three-week quick start. Give it a shot. See if it works for you. And if it does, then you know. Then you know, because you'll know by the end of the third week. If it's not doing something for you, then you just don't get any more of it. But the website again, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try the $19.95 three-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Here we go. Netflix, TikTok, American Express, Visa, MasterCard, all dropped all affiliations with Russia.
Yes, and this is really something to see how this is coming together. You mentioned American Express as well. And that first, I think it was Visa and MasterCard that
yep.
got the word about American Express. But this means, for example, inside Russia, any merchants or ATMs, their cards are not going to work in Russia. And there may be local cards in the Amex category here, but they won't work outside Russia, basically. So, you know, they're able to, you know, program their systems and so forth. So they really are dealing huge economic blows to Russia by doing this.
And Elon Musk, who's the one who got the Starlink systems for some of the Ukraine systems so he could have internet, right?
Right.
He's promised to send more Starlink systems to the Ukraine to maintain the internet in the destroyed cities, which when they went in there, they destroyed everything, the power grid, communications, and, of course, the internet. So he's going to once again make the internet available to the people in those cities so they can communicate.
Exactly right. And, Captain, at least in the sense, you know, of being able to help people communicate, this is something that is space age, obviously, compared to what we might have seen back in the days of, say, World War II or this kind of ground assault that would cut off all communications, basically. So this is really something because we're going to get a lot more information, and that's going to also factor in to the Russian calculus.
Oh, we just had another one that just about out of Russia, PayPal.
PayPal as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep, so there you go. So that makes it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and PayPal. Those are all the big ones.
Well, that's right. And I might add as well, Captain, too, that the Russian people also are in a position to get a lot more information from the outside world than they ever would have back in the days of the Soviet Union. So Vladimir Putin is trying to continue his propaganda war, and in many ways it's successful to a certain degree, but overall it's going to be a much harder battle for him to try to make everybody believe in Russia that the Ukrainians are the aggressors, they're doing this in order to fight for their own thing, and for Russia, that is. And so even though in many ways they have been lied to, it's going to be harder in this day and age.
Now, across America this week, the mask mandates will end in many of the bluest states. I think California is still fighting that, and I think the teachers in particular still want it at the school level. Is that accurate to say?
Well, yes, I understand that they're looking, at least in the school district that I'm nearest to, they're looking at that, and they may be taking the mask mandate out of the public school, at least in my area here in Southern California. But you mentioned the teachers' unions. Yes, they are still going to be very vocal in this. And, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because, you know, you do see a lot of these mandates disappearing. People are starting to wonder, you know, should they get their hopes up? Are we really, quote, coming out of COVID at this point? But some of it was done as optics, as we saw at the State of the Union address. But I'll tell you this, most people, they see that we don't have these big spikes and of cases or reports of that. And so they're saying to themselves, we're getting back to normal, whether somebody says it's okay for us to do it or not.
Now, I have some huge news to report for Florida, in particular South Florida, and bad news for California. Are you sure you can take this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A major global shipping company is moving one whole wing of their operations from the ports in Southern California to the ports in sunny South Florida. It is a company called Sea Land. And anybody that's seen the container ships and the containers on board the ships has seen the Sealand containers. They are a huge player in the game.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And, of course, Captain, as we watch the continued tax issues, economic issues in California, here's another company that is saying it's better to relocate than it is to continue to try to fight in the anti-business environment that California has created.
Well, they didn't exactly say anti-business, but they did say that it costs more to operate in California because of two things. Number one, the mask mandates and all the different rules and regulations there. And number two, the high cost of petroleum.
Right. Very interesting.
Much higher than it is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, a lot of these Sealand containers are refrigerated containers with products like meat and vegetables and fish from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them. Some of my trucks in years gone by has actually hauled them, so I know what's in there. And once in a while, they actually had, when the Sealand containers came out of the Central America area, they had bananas on them.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. So this is a big deal for Florida. Kudos to Ron DeSantis for landing this one, because this was something that he worked very hard at doing. And I'll tell you what, say what you want, but we're the little house that could.
Well, yeah, and it's demonstrating, obviously, what companies are going to want to go to, what they're going to want to flock to, and it's demonstrating what not to do if you or what to do if you're trying to drive companies out, generally speaking, out of your state.
Now, we're going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, but I've got a barn buster of a news story about oil, which I think I'll save for the next hour, so we'll just do our normal thing. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, you hang on. We'll be right back. But I'm telling you, coming back at the end of the beginning of the next hour, we got a barn burster story about oil.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Night. I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we
hit the floor, looked up, and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say. I was hanging by a string. She said, hey, you too. I was once like you, and I like to do the wild thing. Always hype, and with me and the crew, leave a shim, yeah, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Small, reflective, little frame, I ain't lying, thought she was fine. This way, young miss, don't gave me a shit, and I knew that she was mine. Took the shoes and limousine, and still parked outside. I took the chauffeur when it was open, I gave her my whole ride. Didn't get her off my dock, she was, I like starting clean. But that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing a wild thing.
Alrighty, wild thing. Kyle, that's a song out of your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's Tone Loc. Goes back to 1988, I think.
Yeah, and he's in the movies now, I think. But anyway, let me read this and turn it loose. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rains are expected to continue throughout the southeast into the Ohio Valley. Widespread potential record high temperatures will continue throughout parts of the middle Atlantic and the southeast today as well. And we got a couple of storm systems coming across the middle part of the U.S. and another one out west. Take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. Tonight we've got a freeze warning to tell you about in the Central Valley of California, starting a little north of Bakersfield, coming up California 99, all the way up to about Merced. That's also going to include Interstate 5 for about the same stretch there. And then also freeze warning up in Northern California, this north of the Bay Area. This is going to cover Clear Lake, Ukiah, Willits, and Covello. And so you want to be aware of that. It's also cold in some of our mountain passes tonight. If you're coming across Donner, you're going to have sunny skies ahead this week, but it's 22 degrees right now, so let's be careful of how cold it really, really is. We've got good news on some of our other key passes, Captain. Dry, for example, Snoqualmie, that's dry. 4th of July, that looks good, but 28 degrees. Cabbage Hill, 35 degrees, and also Bear Roadway there as well. We do have some winter weather advisories to tell you about. This is up in Montana. This is going to stretch about from the Canadian border near Shelby all the way down through Helena and Bozeman. This is, but we've got a winter storm watch, though, in the Missoula area, so you want to be aware of that. Winter weather advisory as well in Oregon. This is going to stretch from about Walla Walla down through, down through about Canyon City, so you want to be aware of that. It's going to stretch west over towards Fossil as well. Right now, we don't really have a whole lot of active precipitation to tell you about, with the exception of some snow coming across I-70 right there at the border with Utah. So be aware of that. And then you might have a little bit as you go down, it looks like Highway 50 down towards Delta. You've definitely got some snow coming across the road in that area. Other than that, Captain, we've got a pretty quiet map tonight, so that's good.
All right, you want to find snow, folks? Get up on I-80 or come across I-70, just give that a try. Because in the northeastern corner of Kansas tonight, Kansas City, and the northwestern corner of Missouri, just to outside Columbia, if you will, up into Iowa, across a third of Iowa, going up towards Quad Cities, and then up into the southeastern corner of Wisconsin and Chicago, and let's see, out to the southeastern corner of Nebraska, you have snow. It's just a general clipper coming down, 1 to 3 inches maybe. And then up in the central part of the lower peninsula of Michigan tonight, just north of Detroit, you've got snow there from lake to lake, from Michigan over to the east side of Michigan. So that's another general snow shower. Now, I'm going to stay in the north for just a second before I come back down. You've got some rain now, showers, up along Lake Erie from the New York border right there at Ripley, all the way up to Buffalo, around Buffalo, over to Syracuse, over to I-81, up into the St. Lawrence Seaway. And then we do have some fog tonight up north of Lake Champlain up towards the Canadian border on I-87. Also got fog in the northern part of Vermont tonight. Got some unsettled weather conditions in Maine tonight. Could be fog, could be drizzle, could be snow. All depends. And then you got some winds tonight from Nova Scotia on down to the Maine-New Hampshire line right there. And then you pick the wind up again when you get down around Jersey down to Chesapeake Bay. Now, the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Ohio, the southern part of Indiana, the north and central part of Arkansas, including the Northeast. You have got some severe weather warnings in there. There could be some severe thunderstorms tonight from Little Rock over to Memphis, on down to the Mississippi line, and on down Arkansas to the Louisiana line. So be advised of that. And the rain could be right there coming out of southeastern Missouri all the way across to southern Illinois, southern Indiana, as I said, south of Illinois, or south of Indianapolis, and then over there in Ohio to cover and include, I might add, Cincinnati in this, and then across the central part of Kentucky. Now, one more little thing before we get back over here. We've got some continued activity down here in Florida called heat. Today we may set another record in terms of warm temperatures, and I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. So, Kyle, tell us about the pilot in Flying J.
Well, Captain, of course, the pilot in Flying J brings you the Trucker and Highway Byway Report each and every night here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more, but we want to tell you about the Drivers Club. If you join the Drivers Club, you can start earning points on everything that you buy, from the fuel that you buy, also the supplies and food, and of course, nowadays, it's more important than ever to try to save money with the rising fuel costs all over the place, so joining the Drivers Club is definitely going to be a very, very good decision. And so when you drive in, be sure to make sure that that you try the coffee as well, because it's going to be the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. And the My Rewards Plus app, though, Captain, is also key, because that means you can track your points. And also, all month long, they've got a new special going on. It's called the Bluetooth Bonanza, and you can get connected with amazing Bluetooth deals in the My Rewards Plus app. If you're looking for headphones or other kinds of Bluetooth devices, earbuds, things like that, you'll be able to get some great deals, we understand, from the good people at Pilot Flying J. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, where you can also find out more about the fuel card as well.
All righty. Kyle and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news and views and all that good sort of stuff. So don't forget, we shall return. And if I can get this thing to work, I might have this guy here do a little something. Here we go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.